predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Crazy thought. You guys ever try interacting with each other?
Who do you think we're texting? Oh, man. It's 4:30. Gotta go FaceTime Lola.
Hey, sounds like you're finally getting somewhere.
Well, I'm actually FaceTiming her brother, but with any luck, she'll be in the background.
Jackson's my best friend. But man, he's got no game. He's been working Lola for 8 months, and all he got was one pathetic pity peck.
Yeah, the poor kid called it a makeout session.
Delusional. So, how many guys have you kissed?
None of your business.
So zero?
I'm just waiting for the right guy. But I don't know if I'll ever find him in our lame school. All of the boys are so immature.
It's true. We're very childish.
But hey, if I were you,
I'd get that first kiss out of the way so you know what you're doing. Maybe with someone you don't like at all. Like me.
You have a good point. I really don't like you.
Then pop goes the guy for all your makeout needs. Step into my office and take a seat.
Okay, let's do it.
Really? That worked?
Yes, I want to get my first kiss out of the way. Just stop talking before I change my mind. Wow, so that's what all the fuss was about.
There's no way that was your first kiss. You were pretty good. One more, and you'll really have it down.
Okay, let's do it again.
TV on that couch. Are you guys boyfriend and girlfriend?
No, we don't even like each other.
Just so you know, Cosmo, when I kiss you, that means I love you. You teenagers are so shallow.
Tommy, can I have a bite?
So good.
Hi.
Hey, dude.
Oh, Stephanie, feed me too. Something strained. I'm too tired to chew.
Well, I've seen this before. A cup of tea, a hot bubble bath, you'll be in bed by 9:30.
So not true. I'll never make it to 9:30.
Come on, let's go out. It's Saturday night. It's been ages since we've had a sister night.
Oh, you know what's in town? My favorite musical.
We are not seeing Wicked again.
But it's about sisters. And it's sister night.
Let it go.
Oh, we could go to the Frozen sing-along.
You know what? Just take your bubble bath and go to bed.
What? Okay. What do you want to do?
Well, you know, you've had a couple rough weeks in the romance department. You let Steve and Matt get away, and then you got rejected by the UPS guy.
What UPS guy?
Well, I tried to set you up, but he said he wasn't available for 5 to 7 business days, and then you'd have to be here when he arrives. Look, the point is we need to find you a good guy.
No, I don't need a good guy. I just need a night out with my sister.
Agreed, which is why you should go put on a pretty party dress and go out as if we were meeting guys, which we're not.
Whoa. You guys better not be going out without me. We're the She-Wolf Pack. In the words of the Jungle Book, the wolf is the pack, and the pack is the wolf. Ow!
Ouch! sorry. Do you want to go out with us?
Nah, I'm busy.
So where are we gonna go? We are gonna go to an amazing party where everyone is dressed fabulously and we are gonna eat and drink and dance for free. It's called a wedding. Ooh, I love weddings. Whose wedding? Don't know until we crash it. We're gonna be wedding crashers? I'm a good girl gone bad. Let's stay out till 10:30. I'll pay for it tomorrow, but what the hey? Oh yeah, you are one wild and crazy mama.
Mom, I've got big news. I can tell you anything, right?
Of course you can. We're like sisters. In fact, we're like twin sisters. From a distance. At night.
Mom, you'll never believe it. I just had my first kiss.
When was it? Where was it? Who was it?
5 minutes ago, living room, Popco.
Popco? That cocky little kid with the hat? I mean, that's great, honey.
It's okay, Mom. I mean, I thought he was conceited too, but now that I kissed him, he's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah, and he's kind of cute too.
That pork pie hat is adorable.
I know. Now I think I kind of like him.
Aww.
Hey, Popco just texted me. He wants to know if you want to go to the movies with him and some friends tonight.
He does? He likes me too.
Get used to it. The Gibbler women are like man magnets.
Okay, tell him Ramona said, yeah, sure. Wait, no, that sounds too desperate, right? Say,
okay, whatever.
And type it just like I said it.
Okay, whatever.
Perfect.
Excuse me, Ramona.
What are you doing?
As a part of my One Kid Can Make a Difference project, I'm watering your plants with my recycled bathtub water. You're welcome.
You're using dirty bath water?
No. It has soap in it. So it's clean. Why aren't you smarter?
Max, I have bigger problems here. What dress should I wear on my first date with Popco? We're going to the movies.
Wait, you have a date with the kid you don't like?
Yes, because I changed my mind and now I like him.
I get it. I was the same way with Blake Shelton. There's just something about him. So, movie date. Always dress to match your snacks in case you spill. What's your favorite icy flavor? Blue or red?
Red.
There's your answer. Now let's talk shoes.
Okay. How about these?
Flats? Don't you have anything in a chunky heel?
Here we go. This is really happening. Oh, honey, you look so pretty. Come here.
I'm going to let this boy know there will be no monkey business. And then I'll make him like me.
Just please do not embarrass me. Hey, Popco.
Hey. Hey, dude.
Hello, Señor Popco. ¿Qué haces acá? ¿Qué pretendes de mi hija? Mira, si le rompes el corazón, me voy a ir a tu casa y le voy a tirar huevos en la cabeza a toda tu familia, ¿entendés? Hey, bro. Have a gnarly night.
Okay, everybody, say goodbye to my parents.
Oh, but I have a great night.
We will.
Not too great a night.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm watching you.
I'm sorry. They only have one kid. Hey, Popco. Cute hat.
It's the same one I always wear.
You're so funny.
So, you guys want to see the Kevin Hart movie that came out today? Or the Kevin Hart movie that came out yesterday?
Yesterday.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. That's how I laugh.
Hey, babe, what do you want to see?
Whichever one you want.
I was talking to Bethany.
Oh, boy. So you guys are a thing?
Oh, we don't like labels, but it's all good.
Sure, all good.
What in the heck is going on here?
Max, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it? I just spent 25 minutes picking out the perfect outfit for Ramona's date with you. And then I walk into this.
You thought we were on a date?
I didn't think we were on a date.
Oh, yes, you did. And if you were 2 feet taller than me, we'd be taking this outside.
What is going on here?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. Let's go see that movie.
Yeah.
That's right, Popko. You best walk away. You're lucky I'm not allowed out after dark.
Why would you buy a gift for a wedding we weren't invited to?
Because I'm not going to show up empty-handed. And this is a beautiful soup ladle they'll enjoy for years to come.
Oh, here, it looks like Nikki O'Malley is marrying Colleen O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, an Irish wedding. I hope they'll be river dancing. I always wanted to be Mrs. Michael Flatley.
Who?
The Lord of the Dance? Traditional Celtic folk dancing? And I thought you were dope, yo.
All right, hey, let's skip ahead, okay? Now, remember, the key to crashing a wedding is to blend in. So, if anyone asks, just make up a fun name and a generic backstory. Oh, can I do an Irish accent? Maybe, let me hear it.
Someone's after me lucky charms. Me pink hearts, orange moons, yellow stars, green clovers.
No.
But I...
No, no. Okay. I know I said that we weren't coming here to meet guys, and I meant it when I said it. But now that we're here, look over there. Stephanie, I am not here to meet men. This is a wedding. It's the only time that single guys fantasize about settling down. I'm just here to have a fun night with my sister and maybe have a good meal, that potato. Oh, hi.
Hi yourself. It's a lovely dress you have on there.
That's a lovely face you have on there.
I'm Sean. What's your name?
My name is Sinead. O'Connor.
So, Sinead, do you know the bride or the groom?
That depends. Do you know the bride or the groom?
I'm the groom's second cousin.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm the bride's fifth cousin. From County Cork, which is in Ireland.
What happened to your accent?
Oh, it was terrible, so I dropped it.
So, are you here with someone, or...?
Oh, just my sister.
Oh.
Carol. O'Connor. Sister Carol! Meet Sean. Hi.
Hi.
I was just telling him that we were from County Cork, which is in Ireland. I am so good at this. He can hear you.
I can hear both of you.
Tickle, 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 tickle. Diggle, 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 diggle. Diggle, 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 diggle. Don't forget, when I get tired, you guys have to tickle me. Look, Tommy, it's Peter Pan. Came to take us to Neverland. Never mind, it's just Ramona. What are you doing here?
I'm hiding from my parents.
Why aren't you at the movies?
I left early. I hated seeing Pop go on a date with that Bethany.
You and me both.
I just need to hang out here for a couple of hours so my parents think I had fun tonight. They were so excited for me. I just don't want to let them down.
Plus, it's pretty embarrassing for you. Anyway, you're on tickle duty. I gotta use the cam. You don't buy apple juice, you just rent it.
Oh, Donny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
I know who Danny is, but who are the Glen guys?
I am having the best time with you.
Me too.
Hey, do you want to trade numbers?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. I think so. Okay, let me grab my phone and talk to my sister because she picked you out.
Oh, you gotta try this corned beef. It is amazing. I mean, it is so salty, I can feel my feet swelling. I don't even care.
Okay, this is crazy, but I think I'm gonna give that guy my number.
Ooh, go for it.
Yeah, but I don't do things like this. Maybe I should. I'm always wondering what could go wrong. Maybe I should start wondering what could go right.
I'll tell you what's right. This sandwich.
You're not even listening to me.
Yeah, I am. Go get your phone.
Oh, here. Stash the spicy mustard in your purse.
Oh, your sister is great.
Well, she really likes you. And she's super picky about guys.
Oh, so am I. You two know I'm gay, right?
You're gay. Yeah. Of course we knew that you were gay. I mean, we know gay.
Yeah. Well, we grew up in a house, actually, with three dads.
Yeah. One was, you know, obsessed with his hair. One was obsessed with cleaning. And the other one had a woodchuck puppet.
I had a confusing childhood, but there was a lot of love. Do you want to trade numbers?
Right.
And if you're free, do you want to have dinner tomorrow night?
I'd love to.
Sinead. Carol, I love you to death, but you're kind of hovering. Oh, river dance! Sean, do you know how?
Are you kidding? It was my dream to be Mrs. Michael Flatley.
Wait, what? Yes. Sinead, we need to talk about Sean. I know. Isn't he great? He's handsome. He's charming. Look at those high kicks. He's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Yeah, about that rainbow. Hey, Deej, we need to talk. It's just not the right match for you.
Why would you say that?
Because Sean is gay. Is that true?
It is. And now my grandparents know.
Well, I think it's fabulous, because now we can just be friends without all that pesky physical attraction that I had and you didn't. Do you still want to have dinner?
I'd love to. But right now, I'd like to talk to that cute waiter.
I'll be right back.
Here. A toast. To my sister. You took a shot, you know? I mean, you hit the wrong target, but... but I'm proud of you. Yeah, me too. You know, I crashed a wedding. I hit on a gay guy. And I used the men's room because I didn't want to wait in line. Now that's a good place to meet men. I wish I could be more like you. You're always ready for adventure. You just go for it all the time. I wish I could be more like you. You're always so together. And you even wake up every morning in a good mood. What's your secret? I go to sleep at 9:30.
Come on, girls, get ready.
Oh, she's gonna throw the bouquet. Oh, wait. Make sure that you do not... Oh! Don't catch the bouquet because we're not supposed to be here. Oops, yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to catch this. You can do it again.
I'll take that.
Who are you exactly? Oh, we're your fifth cousins from County Cork.
I don't have cousins from County Cork.
Oh, is this not the McShamrock wedding? God, well, in that case, goodbye, dee 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 dee. Thanks! I'll take this corned beef to go! Oh! The soup ladle's from us!
Here's to date night with my handsome fiancé.
And to a few hours alone with the woman I love. And your friend's baby.
Cheers, Tommy. Remember when Ramona was that age? Oh, she was so young and so not on a date with a teenage boy. Why isn't she returning my texts?
Because it disrupts the movie-going experience. Last week, there was this terrible screaming baby. Tommy, I should not have taken you to Captain America Civil War.
Get your man purse. We're going down there.
For the last time, it's not a man purse. It's a gaucho saddle bag. How much trouble could they get into?
Well, they already made out this afternoon.
We're going down there. Get my purse. We'll make sure there's no hanky-panky, and we'll enjoy a Kevin Hart movie. He's so funny, because he's so loud. But he's so little.
I'm home.
Oh, you're back.
I'm home, too.
Where did you go?
It's a long story. Play dumb.
Okay.
How was my little girl's first date?
Oh, it was so romantic. I'll remember it forever. Going to bed now.
No. We want details. Was Señor Popco a gentleman?
Oh, he was to me. He bought me popcorn and held the door.
Your first date.
Yeah, tell us everything.
For the last time, it was romantic and I'll remember it forever. Good night.
What's wrong with Ramona?
Here's what I know. At first, Ramona didn't like Popco. Then she kissed him. Then she liked him. Then he showed up with another girl. So she didn't like him. Or maybe she still did. That part's fuzzy. Then she snuck out of the movie theaters, hid in my room, and helped me tickle a dog and a baby.
I should talk to her.
No, you stay here. This is a girl thing.
Hey, I know about girl things. Like girl feelings and girl puberty and... You're right. I should stay here.
She-Wolf Pack, upstairs. Mush.
Man, I'm glad I'm a dude.
Hey. Max told us what happened. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just never going on a date again. Not that I even went on one. I was so stupid.
Oh, honey, you weren't stupid. You just got caught up in your feelings.
And out of all the boys to like, why did I fall for Popko? He's such a jerk.
I can answer this one. To quote the queen of disco, Donna Summer, bad, 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 bad boys. They make me feel so good. What? I mean, they do. Well, until they don't.
Which is why you have to be careful who you pick. Because some guys can be jerks. Some guys can just like guys. But enough about my night.
I think what they're trying to say is you have to make sure whoever you're kissing is worthy of you. Because you are precious.
Aww. Thanks, you guys.
Could have used that speech before my first kiss. Do you remember that joker, Rusty?
Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I ate an onion so that Rusty wouldn't kiss me. But then for some reason, I kissed him.
That's right. My first kiss was with some guy at a spin the bottle party.
Jake Bitterman.
That's right. And yours was the same night with Kevin Gwynn.
Oh, my Lanta.
So your first kisses weren't very special either? That makes me feel better.
The good news is your first kiss is not your last kiss.
Yeah, you're gonna kiss a lot of boys.
Well, hopefully not that many.
Just know that I'm always here for you.
Me too.
So am I.
Thanks. This three moms thing is kind of cool.
You know what? I'd like to nominate Ramona to become an honorary she-wolf pup in training.
Oh,
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Are you ready for your first official howl?
I'm a little nervous.
Oh, so was I. Just do your best. 3, 2, 1.
Ow!